Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Kinnaman, ladies and gentlemen, bring this back. Otherwise known as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Bob Nick is our guest. Our good friend Bob is a longtime Brain Trust member. 13 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company, but the business he operates now is called Whiz Bang Training. That's Whiz with an H. And the marketing your retail store in the internet age, it's his book with his wife Susan. They wrote that together. And Bob is a Main Street retail expert. Bob, we're talking about how to get people who are selling on Main Street to get beyond their stuff. And Bob, I see it all the time. It breaks my heart. I walk around on Main Street wherever I go, and I still see people who think that all they need to do is unlock the door. And then yes. I'm gonna come in and wrestle their stuff away from them and throw their my money at them, and thank them for the privilege. Like I got no other options.
Right, that's exactly right. And sometimes it almost is literally wrestling them to get the stuff.
Yeah.
So no, as people who deeply care about their success, I'm talking about you and me in particular here, it's incredibly frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating. And so there's a couple of levels, a couple of things need to happen. And this is what I was talking about before the break, this separation. A couple of things need to happen. First of all, there's fundamentals. And it never ceases to amaze me how many people think that opening the store is the final act to success. You know, they fantasize about opening a quilt store or a bike store or a women's clothing boutique, and then they open it up and then they quit growing. They don't do the things, learn the things they need to know. So there's fundamentals, because if you don't have the fundamentals, you know, we were just talking about basketball. You know, if you can't dribble with your left hand, you're never going to be able to play high school varsity ball. You know, it's just one of those facts, right?
That's why I didn't make the team. I didn't know that.
And it's a little late now, Jim.
I think you're right.
But so you need to know the fundamentals. You need to know how to manage your inventory. You need to know how to market your store. You need to know how to, you know, lead your team so they give your customers a great experience. But more and more, as this separation accelerates, you also need to be able to really create a story around you and your store, a story that brings people emotionally into your store so that they know you, like you, and trust you. And, you know, so we have a high-end group called our Platinum Mastermind group, and we're starting to have that conversation because, you know, this is a group of really successful, really accomplished retailers, and we are all sensing this shift in the way America's looking at their independence. And so it's like, so where are the differentiators? And I believe the differentiators are the story. Can I tell you a quick, give you a quick example?
Absolutely.
So we have someone in the Platinum Mastermind group has a pet store in Wisconsin. And he does tremendous, tremendous things around pet adoption. And you know, it's like, Mark, you know, here's what you need to do, in my opinion, is you need to make that story, your passion for these animals that, you know, are unadoptable. You need to make that your story. You need to lead with your heart in this case. Mm-hmm. Some people need to lead as the experts in their field. Some people need to lead with the story of their family.
Have you noticed that people are drawn more today than ever before to the values of the people behind the company?
Absolutely.
And you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, if you said that to somebody, they would say, well, that's bragging. But people want to know about that today, don't they?
They absolutely. I just did a website evaluation for someone, and they had a, you know, they had a nice about us page, but my suggestion was you need to have pictures of you and your family and your customers. And,
right.
You know, you need to.
How long? Exactly what's right. The average? What's the combined tenure of your employees, or what's the average tenure of your employees, or something like that?
All of those.
Whatever
things.
You can put it forward that lets people say to themselves, that's a cool place to hang out.
That's exactly right. And you just hit it on the nose, Jim. That whole thing, it's a cool place to hang out. I want to shop with them. You know, I just, in our WizBank Retailers Facebook community, that's a little plug for any retailers out there.
Yep.
I just did a rant about one of the reasons I don't like Shop Local. Is because it plays to the narrative of the woe is me retailer. Oh,
right.
we need your business because otherwise we're going to go out of business.
Right.
No. Be so
you got to earn it.
That people want to shop with you.
Yeah, you got to earn it. Yeah, I don't want the pity.
You got to earn it every day.
Pity will not get you. Will not sustain your business. You're not going. You're not going to shame people into doing business with you enough to stay in business for a while.
Hey Jim. Pity is not a marketing strategy.
That's exactly right. Nor is hope. Pity and hope are not marketing strategies. Hey, Bob, I need your website and tell them how they can get your...
WhizBangTraining.com, WhizBang,
Bang. And is there an event coming up? Is there a new event coming up they can go to?
Our Retail Success Summit, the world's largest educational event for independent retailers, happens the last day of June. But if you go to our website, you can learn all about it.
All right, so check that out, folks. Bob Nagin and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.